Hello and welcome to episode 47 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about a better bread, the world's largest apple tart, GI cancer risk, a mother's battle with the government over care for her daughter, the adrenals, and black bean burritos. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write directly to the podcast edition. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2012, use the term PODCAST11, that's podcast in all small letters, followed by the number 11, and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the term PODCAST11 using all small letters and the numerals 1-1. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. A better bread. English engineers are researching a process for industrial bread ovens that would use ultrasonic radiation to increase fluffiness in gluten-free breads. Applying ultrasonic waves would help regulate the energy and mass balance of bread dough to prevent pockets of air from forming and develop the structure, ensuring against collapse. This new technique could eventually reduce processing time and energy usage once in use on an industrial level. World's largest apple tart. In an event that was part local apple festival, part celiac disease awareness promotion, and a record-breaking bake-off, a team of community members in Buenos Aires has baked the world's longest apple tart. One-third of the 980-foot tart was made gluten-free to promote celiac disease awareness. Bakers brought the tart in numerous delivery trucks parked along Rivadavia Avenue, the world's longest avenue. They then assembled them end-to-end, making sure to keep the gluten-free portions carefully separated. One of the main goals, say event organizers, is to draw attention to their local apples, which they call the most delicious apples in the world. GI cancer risk. A number of small studies have shown a connection between celiac disease and various gastrointestinal or GI cancers. Until recently, GI cancer risk had not been corroborated by larger studies. Recently, a clinical team set themselves to find out. They assessed GI cancer risk by using data from large groups of patients, either with celiac disease, inflammation, or latent celiac disease. The results of this study turned up some good news. Over time, patients generally showed no significant increase in GI cancer risk. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. A mother's battle with the Canadian government for care. A Canadian mother is battling the government of British Columbia to maintain the services that allow her daughter to live at home in Quesnel, BC, under the 24-hour care, with much of it provided by the mother. The daughter has a long list of challenges such as Down syndrome, autism, early onset Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, and celiac disease. The problem is that the daughter will soon be 19, at which point responsibility for her care transfers from the Ministry of Children and Family to a program called Community Living BC, also known as CLBC, the government agency that provides services to adults with developmental disabilities. The mother says she's been battling for months with CLBC. According to her, they have refused to approve a plan for her daughter. Moreover, they threaten to reduce the care her daughter currently receives. It just turns my stomach to think of taking this to the public, she says, but I don't know where else or what else to do. an independent politician, and the British Columbia representative for children and youth, both say the daughter's case is a classic example of CLBC's failure to work with families and to find solutions. Instead, they say the agency is worsening the situation. The adrenal glands. This story comes to us from the Winter 2012 Journal of Gluten Sensitivity. Read an online sample or sign up for your own copy at journalofglutensensitivity.org. Fatigue is a symptom known to affect celiac patients. Trouble sleeping, weight issues, PMS, headaches, fertility or libido issues, and achy joints are also common. They can all be set off by a hormonal imbalance that can continue after gluten has been eliminated from the diet. Your adrenal glands sit atop either kidney, and they're the masters of multitasking. They give you energy, maintain your weight, stabilize your mood, control your quality of sleep, and assist with hormonal balance. The adrenals tend to be stressed in the gluten intolerant individual due to low blood sugar and lack of nutrition resulting from gluten ingestion. Removing gluten as the stressor to the system is not always enough to restore your adrenals to normal function. However, they can be reset with the proper dietary program. A good nutritionist can set you on the right course to recovery. Black bean burritos. Black beans are a healthy addition to any diet, and especially to a gluten-free diet. They are inexpensive and taste great. As always, get the full recipe from our website. Here are some of the directions. Prepare a baking sheet with non-stick baking spray. Lay 4 gluten-free tortillas flat on the baking sheet. In a medium bowl, combine a half cup yogurt, a half cup cooked pureed pumpkin, and a half teaspoon of chili powder. Mix well to combine. Spread the mixture on the 4 tortillas. Add some mashed avocado and smooth it all together in a circular motion. Next, add a cup of cooked white beans, 1.5 cups of black beans, parsley, a cup of cooked wild rice and diced tomatoes. Sprinkle with sea salt and pepper. Transfer to the oven. Bake for about 15 minutes or until golden brown and bubbling. Remove. Transfer to serving dishes. Serve warm. And that's all for this episode of the podcast edition. From everyone here at celiac.com, thank you for listening.